Paper 6, Part 1. Access to information from written texts. 70 points. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 7. Hovering too close? There is no denying the fact that living in the fast-paced 21st century is not easy. It means constantly having to cope with challenges that demand creativity, flexibility, and determination, which puts a lot of pressure on everyone, especially parents who want to make sure their children succeed. As a result, some parents nowadays seem to have taken things to the extreme. Instead of enabling youngsters to gain more independence, they are afraid of letting go and insist on being over-involved. These overprotective parents are referred to as helicopter parents, since they seem to hover over their children even when it's not really necessary. Doing school projects instead of offering guidance or blaming teachers for low grades are just a few examples of such behavior. Moreover, even when their children grow up, helicopter parents keep hovering. A study carried out by Jill Bradley Geist and Julie B. Olson Buchanan of California State University showed that despite the good intentions of parents, hovering comes at a price. College students with helicopter parents find it difficult to believe they have the necessary skills to succeed on their own. Even simple tasks, such as deciding what to major in, choosing courses, or coping with a roommate, seem too challenging. In addition, they find it hard to persist when they are faced with the demands of academic studies. Parental over-involvement does not end after college. A survey carried out by Michigan State University on employers looking for college graduates resulted in disturbing findings. Almost one-third of employers reported that parents had sent them their children's resumes, some without even asking for their children's permission. A quarter said that parents had called them to try to convince them to hire their children, and some even showed up for the interview. Another survey, led by Jean Twenge of San Diego State University, showed that Generation Y, those born between 1982 and 1999, entered the workplace without being fully prepared for what awaited them. Since many of them were used to getting immediate positive results, they were not ready for the number of hours they were expected to invest. Furthermore, after years of getting praised for even their smallest effort, they were unfamiliar with the reality of having to climb up the corporate ladder slowly. Many were emotionally unable to handle the disappointment of not getting a very high salary when they began working, or not getting a promotion when they expected it. As a result, they were ready to quit, mistakenly thinking this was the solution to their problem. Looking at all the studies done on the subject leads to one inevitable conclusion. Even the best of intentions may have harmful effects, and parents should think if they are being overprotective before they act. Answer questions 1 to 7, 70 points. What are we told in lines 1 to 6? Put a tick by the two correct answers. 1. Why parents are more creative than their children. 2. How parents help their children become more independent. 3. What makes living in the 21st century difficult. 4. How often parents need to challenge their children. 5. Why some parents do not empower their children. 6. Why parents in the 21st century are afraid of their children. 2. Complete the sentence. Doing school projects, lines 8 to 9, is an example of 3. Helicopter parents, lines 7 to 11, 1. Offer to help teachers with school projects. 2. Find it difficult to stop overprotecting their children. 3. Put a limit to the help they offer. 4. Offer their guidance only when it is really needed. 4. Complete the sentence. Hovering comes at a price, lines 13 to 14, means that... 5. What is the difference between the surveys described in paragraph 4 and paragraph 5? Complete the sentences. 1. The survey in paragraph 4. 2. The survey in paragraph 5. 6. Many children of helicopter parents, lines 25 to 34. 1. Decided to leave their jobs when things were not as they expected. 2. Thought their employers were mistaken when they hired them. 3. Were emotionally unable to deal with getting a raise. 4. Were disappointed with the solution they found. 7. In line 36, paragraph 6, the writer says, "Even the best of intentions may have harmful effects." Give two examples of such effects from two different paragraphs. 1. Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. 30 points. Answer questions 1 to 5 according to the broadcast. In questions 3 and 4, circle the number of the correct answer. Otherwise, follow the instructions. 6 points for each correct answer. Time bank. 1. What does Iris Baker explain about the time bank in her first answer? Put a tick by the two correct answers. 1. Why it costs money to be a member. 2. Where it began. 3. Why people lack time when they get older. 4. What services it offers. 5. How it works. 6. Why money can buy services. 2. Name one thing people can offer to give the time bank. Answer. 3. What is dog walking an example of? 1. A service that only experts can offer. 2. A service that doesn't require skills. 3. A service that doesn't require time. 4. A service that involves a specific skill. 4. What do people have to do to become members of the time bank? 1. They have to interview other members. 2. They have to look at the data they have collected. 3. They have to contact the time bank's coordinators. 4. They have to interview the coordinators. 5. How do we know that the time bank is a successful project? Complete the sentence. Because there are